In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Prayer to Christ the King. O Jesus Christ, I acknowledge Thee as the universal King. All that has been made has been created for Thee. Exercise all Thy rights over me. I renew my baptismal vows, renouncing Satan, his pomps, and his works. And I promise to live as a good Christian. In particular, do I pledge myself to labor to the best of my ability for the triumph of the rights of God and of Thy Church. Divine Heart of Jesus, to Thee do I proffer my poor services, laboring that all hearts may acknowledge Thy sacred kingship, and that thus the reign of Thy peace be established throughout the whole universe. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Okay, this evening we are looking at Lesson 15 of My Catholic Faith on the angels. And the image shows lots of angels in heaven, and then angels, or I guess would be guardian angels, at the sides of different people, different vocations, from a baby, it looks like probably a judge, a pope, a religious praying, looks like a religious sister praying, a man walking the street, an army, someone in the army fighting a war, a man plowing fields, and I guess that's probably a clerk or someone at a bank, it looks like, perhaps. And the caption, each one of those men or people are have a guardian angel by their side watching over them. And the caption for the picture says, "Whoever we are, wherever we are, each of us has always a guardian angel at our side. He sees everything we do, both good and evil. We should always be very careful not to offend or hurt him. We should think often, we should thank him for his, let me try that again. We should often thank him for his love and care. We should ask him to intercede with God for us in our necessities. We should pray to him often, especially in temptation or danger." The first question, what are the chief creatures of God? The chief creatures of God are angels and men. God created angels and men for his own external glory. Their creation was a reflection of his wisdom and greatness. By reason alone, we cannot know that angels exist. However, reason indicates that in the orderly sequence of creatures, from the lowest to the highest, there would be a greater gap between man and God did not the angels exist. So, directly, we have no logical proof of angels other than the fact that the progression from in God's creation would have a huge gap between man and God, between man who is body and soul, and God who is pure spirit. And so there's a gap there that can only be filled by pure spirits or the angels. Right. Paragraph 2, God created angels and men for their good and happiness. They find their happiness in their union with God. God did not create angels or men for his own happiness. He is perfectly happy in himself alone. So we were made to be with God. We're only going to find our happiness in God. That's one of the arguments I would use against the idea that there is a place of limbo, of natural happiness. And that is not heaven. To me, that is an inherent contradiction. There is no natural happiness outside of God. Our souls were made to be with God. Our very creation, the essence of our being, I guess, is only to find happiness in God. There cannot really be any happiness, at least in my mind. I can't see any way that there can be happiness in a place called limbo, of natural happiness eternally separated from God. That seems like a contradiction. All right. What are angels? Angels are created spirits without bodies, having understanding and free will. Angels are spiritual beings superior to man and inferior to God. This is of faith. We do not know the number of angels, but we can infer from Holy Scripture that their number is very great. Paragraph 1. Before the creation of man, God created hosts of angels. They are pure spirits, without bodies, in contrast to men, who have both body and soul or spirit. When angels or devils appear to men, they assume human form or some other visible shape. Thus, the angels that appeared to the Blessed Virgin and to Zachary assumed human form. The devil that tempted Eve appeared as a serpent. Even demons are pure spirit. They were angels before they became devils. The word angel means messenger, and angels have often been sent by God to make known his will to men. Even the devils do service to God, since God always turns the attacks of the devil to show forth more brightly his own glory. Right, so that is a trick question I often use with children. Did God make devils? And if God made everything, then did God make devils? And of course the answer is no. God made angels. The angels became devils by turning away from God. What gift did God bestow on the angels when he created them? When God created the angels, he bestowed on them great wisdom, power, and holiness. The devils and even evil people, when we do evil things, God will turn it to his honor and glory. So even the devils are forced, in a sense, to do good against their will. Their very existence testifies to the goodness of God, not their evilness, but their creation and the evil that they do. God draws forth an even greater good from it. So in the end, God is always going to win. Okay, so the angels are the most excellent beings created by God. They are nobler in nature than men. They know more and have greater power. All of God's creatures, angels resemble him. Of all God's creatures, angels resemble him most. We can imply the knowledge of the angels from the words of our Lord, but of that day, the day of judgment, an hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but the Father only. The power of angels was shown in Egypt when one destroyed all the firstborn of the Egyptians. Another angel destroyed the host of the Assyrian king for blaspheming God. Paragraph 2. The angels were not created equal. They rank according to the amount of gifts given and to the work assigned to them. In the Bible, 9 choirs of angels are mentioned: seraphim, cherubim, thrones, dominations, virtues, powers, principalities, archangels, and angels. Did all the angels remain faithful to God? Not all the angels remained faithful to God. Some of them sinned. God gave free will to the angels, as he did to men. He put them to a test in order to make them earn the happiness of heaven. We do not know the exact nature of the test which God gave the angels. In this trial, many angels, using their free will, refused to submit themselves to God. For this serious sin, they were punished. For God did not spare the angels when they sinned, but dragged them down by infernal ropes. Wherever the devils were later permitted to go, they had in a way their hell with them, for they were forever deprived of the love of God. It says that we do not know the exact nature of the test, but there is theological, I guess, theory that I think is very likely, that the angels were shown at the beginning of time, perhaps even before God created man, that the second person of the Blessed Trinity, that God would take on human form, and that the angels would be therefore required to adore God in human form. And because angels are higher than men, the devils said that they would not serve, they would not adore the Son of God in human form. So they basically rejected that. And Lucifer is non servium, I will not serve, and that was their downfall. And of course, that is just a hypothetical scenario, but it seems to be very logical and reasonable from my point of view. Okay, what happened to the angels who remained faithful to God? The angels who remained faithful to God entered into the eternal happiness of heaven, and these are called good angels. See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I tell you their angels in heaven always behold the face of my Father. The good angels behold the face of God continually, praise and glorify Him, and are perfectly happy in His presence. Angels are commonly represented with wings to show the speed with which they pass from place to place. They are also shown as small children to show their innocence and perpetual youth. They have harps to indicate their perpetual praise of God, and lilies to symbolize their perfect purity. Second paragraph. When we say that the angels were in heaven before their test, we do not mean that they saw God. They were very happy where God had placed them, but they did not see God until they had been proved. I don't know what they based that argument on there. How do the good angels help us? The good angels help us by praying for us, by acting as messengers from God to us, and by serving as our guardian angel. Our Lord Himself said of little children, "See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I tell you their angels in heaven always behold the face of my Father in heaven." The good angels are God's messengers and often reveal God's will to man. The angel Raphael accompanied Tobias on his journey. The angel Gabriel was sent to the Blessed Virgin Mary at the Annunciation. Angels appeared to the shepherds at the Nativity. An angel was sent to Saint Joseph after the departure of the Magi and after the death of Herod. Angels appeared to the women at Christ's sepulchre and to Mary Magdalene. Second paragraph. Certain angels have special charge of nations, communities, churches, etc. Our Lord Himself several times spoke of angels, especially the guardian angels. How do our guardian angels help us? Our guardian angels help us by praying for us, by protecting us from harm, and by inspiring us to do good. Our guardian angels are given special care of us, watching over each from birth to death. We should always love and pray to our guardian angel, who never leaves our side. The Church celebrates the Feast of the Guardian Angels on October 2nd. Our guardian angels put good thoughts into our minds, moving our will to what is good. They protect us in dangers of soul and body. They offer our prayers and good works to God. They pray for us. They help us in our work and deeds. He hath given His angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. For instance, angels kept Daniel safe in the lion's den and the three young men in the fiery furnace. We often hear of little children meeting with accidents and escaping unhurt, but the chief work of our guardian angels is to keep us safe from the devil. It did not mention this, but I did read quite a long time ago, and I can't find the source. I was looking for it earlier today. That along with each of us having a guardian angel, that the devils assign a special demon, I guess, if you will, so that we have, yes, our personal guardian angel, but we also have a personal demon. And again, I can't find any proof of that, and I can't even find where I read that so long ago. I thought I knew, but I apparently don't know where it is. So that idea has kind of intrigued me, and you probably have seen examples, the cartoon characters with the devil on your left shoulder and your guardian angel on your right shoulder, trying to tempt you to go to do good or to do evil, that you have both of these influences in your life. I mentioned above that this idea that the angels were not in heaven, but they were in a place of perfect happiness until after they were tested. I kind of have a problem with that, because in heaven there is no time. It is an eternal present. And I think probably right from the get-go, the angels were, if they didn't see God directly, they were given a vision of God or this indication of what it is that they are to seek for, or to achieve. Somehow in my mind, I think that the angels had to see God in order to make the choice that they will not serve. And as I mentioned, the theory that the angels were shown that God would take on human form, then they would see the divinity there. They were created good, but they were given a free will. Mankind was created good, and he was put in the Garden of Paradise. I believe the scripture says that Adam walked with God in the Garden of Paradise. He talked with him. I'm not sure that he saw him, but I'm assuming you walk with him and speak with him on a very intimate level, that he probably saw God, maybe perhaps not in his divinity and all his glory. Maybe that was shadowed from him, but Adam was created in innocence. He was created good, and he was, from the moment of his creation, infused with these graces, these gifts, which he subsequently lost by his disobedience, by a choice of his free will. And so I can't help but think there is a parallel, if you will, with the angels, only that this could happen, you know, at the very moment that they were created. Is there really this time frame that we can look, because time is creation of God, and I guess technically speaking there was a time before God created the angels. They are not eternal like God, but again, as we saw, I think it was in the Confessions of St. Augustine and his discussion of time being a creation of God, and therefore we can't speak of a time before there was any time. It's just beyond our comprehension. But in heaven there is no time, there's no before, there's no after, there's this eternal presence. Okay. Any questions about the angels?
Guardian angels get recycled, as in do they only have one person for all of eternity that they are assigned to, or do they have different charges throughout time?
I don't know. I've never found the answer to that one, and I've heard that question before. But in my opinion, I would think that the angels are recycled, that they can handle more than one person to watch over. Or if that person dies and is no longer in this world, they're no longer in need of that guardian angel. That guardian angel would either be freed of them because they are in hell, or free of them because they accompanied them to heaven and now they're safely in heaven, and that now there will be another. But as we saw in this lesson, that we don't have an exact number of angels that God created. You know, and I think the term guardian angel perhaps applies to really to all the angels, because we saw those angels that were sent to Daniel, to the Blessed Mother, to Zachary, were given the title of archangel. They were not given the title of guardian angel. The angel that guided Tobias was an archangel. So I think, and of course, the very term angel means a messenger, someone who carries a message from God to mankind. So maybe there are so many angels that there's enough for all the people and to spare, but I don't see a problem with God assigning several human charges to one angel. Anything else? And I guess we will say a prayer at the end here. If I can find it. act of resignation to the divine will. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. O Lord my God, I now at this moment readily and willingly accept at thy hand whatever kind of death it may please thee to send me, with all its pains, penalties, and sorrows. Benedictio de omnipotentis, Patris, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti descendit super vos et manius semper. Amen.
Thank you, Your Excellency.